T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Jason Hargraves. He is the managing editor of InsuranceQuotes.com, and we're going to be talking about summertime hazards. Thank you for joining me today, Jason. Appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having me, Steve.
Now, summer is a time for family vacations and general outdoor fun, but there has to be some hazards associated with the summertime. Can you tell us about some of the hazards we should be aware of?
Sure, definitely. Yeah, summer, it's a great time for fun, but a lot of that fun can also come with some cautionary tales. One of the biggest problems we have are fireworks accidents, and that's a big thing for the 4th of July or even before or after if you have some extra fireworks. But, you know, last year during 2017, 13,000 Americans were injured for fireworks. That's quite a bit, and depending on if it's happening at your home or if it's happening in a public area, your insurance may come into play. So it's a good idea to know what your homeowner's policy covers if you're having people over and you might be doing fireworks. So that's the big one to tell people, because a lot of times fireworks can be illegal in certain states and in certain cities. And if you are hosting someone or having fireworks and they're injured and it's illegal, your insurance may choose not to cover that. So you need to be really careful of what the insurance laws are in your state and in your city regarding, before you have any kind of party regarding fireworks, because you may find yourself holding the bag if someone gets hurt.
What are some of the most common summertime hazards that you hear about?
Well, other than that, the other thing is always, other than fireworks, a big problem that people have are anytime you ever have a cookout with a grill, and that's a dangerous thing too, depending on where you're placing your grill. If you're using a charcoal grill versus a gas grill, a lot of injuries happen that way. Burns, and not only that, but house fires. And a lot of places that you expect to grill, like on your back porch or perhaps in a community area, if you're living in a condo unit or you're living in an apartment complex, there are specific rules about where you can put a grill. And again, if you violate those rules, your homeowner's or your renter's insurance may not come in to help you pay for any damage that can happen to the property. Your health insurance should be able to take care of you yourself if you're injured. But then again, if you have a guest over and they're injured, your homeowner's policy will want to come in with some liability insurance on top of that. But that's another thing. People are quick to start that grill, and they find out, that was the illegal place for me to have the grill. A city ordinance wouldn't allow me, or the fire department says you can't do that. And once that becomes an illegal act, then your insurance comes into question. And believe it or not, people always think charcoal grills or any kind of wood-burning grills are the big culprit. Most injuries regarding barbecues are from gas grills. So people think it's a little safer. But in the end, they're a little bit more dangerous because people don't give much caution. They tend to be closer to a home and can cause a fire. People are not putting as much caution putting out the charcoal and the wood and that sort of thing. So you have to be careful all around when it comes to grilling.
What are some of the best ways to avoid accidents, whether you're boating or whether you're in the pool or even, like you said, grilling? How do you avoid those accidents?
I think the biggest thing is just precaution and being aware and having everyone else be aware around you. And that's really important. Everybody's having a good time, especially when it comes to a swimming pool, for instance. About 150 kids died last summer in pool-related accidents, children under age 15. And that's just a matter of people losing track. They don't monitor the kids properly. You need to have everyone at your party be aware that there's children or there could be people there who can't swim. So you really need to get everybody involved and everyone take a moment to be like, this is where we're going to be. If you have unattended kids, we're going to be grilling this. Let people know what's going on at your party. Give them a heads up and just give them a moment to think about this is what's going to happen. And, of course, you need to think about it beforehand to make sure you have the right coverage, because even if someone comes into your pool uninvited, you could be home. Someone could jump the fence, come swim in your pool. You're still liable if they're hurt. So that's something people don't realize. And a lot of rules have fences around pools and things that can help children. But, yeah, they don't realize even if a stranger can come in your backyard, swim in your pool, drown, and you're responsible. So, yeah, so you have, and most insurance, homeowners insurance policies will cover about $100,000 in liability, but a lot of people with a pool like to get an umbrella policy to get a little bit more insurance, just in case those figures run up if there is a claim. So always be checking to know what you're responsible for in your area when you have a swimming pool.
Great. Now, what most often causes theft and accident insurance claims to rise over the summertime?
just people being a lot more active. You're
right.
Doing a lot more. You're really out there. You're doing a lot more stuff. You tend to be traveling more, so you're using your car more, and that could just lead to normal accidents. You're going to a park. You're leaving stuff in your car. That causes more break-ins. People are just so much more active that really is what kicks it up. You're doing so much more activities, fun activities, but like I said, some that do come with cautionary tales. So you're just out there doing a lot more stuff. And like with the boating, for instance, you're probably not doing a lot of boating in winter, but you guys may be a little warmer, but obviously you're not doing a lot of boating in New England in the winter, but boaters, that's another issue that comes up. A lot of homeowners insurance covers boating, but some doesn't. So if you have a boat, you might want to consider getting insurance policy for that too. So summer is just the time when there's so much going on and people are engaged, and a lot of times they're focused on having fun, which is nothing wrong with that, but you kind of have to be focused beforehand to make sure you have the right coverage, and then be very aware when you're in the middle of your fun activity to know what's going on and keep safety definitely a priority.
How can insurance help protect us against these hazards?
Well, basically, you're protecting your financial self from it. It's not going to, that fence around the pool is going to help protect you from maybe an accident happening. But once an accident does happen, you're protecting your financial self. So that's the most important thing that insurance can do for you. So you don't want to be on the hook for paying for an incident that happens out of your own pocket. You want to make sure you have the right liability insurance that's going to cover it in case someone does have a situation in your pool, in case your barbecue grill sets something on fire. In case your fireworks or someone at your house does something and sets off a neighbor's house, the insurance is going to just protect you financially. And yes, safety is first. No one wants to get hurt. But after that, you want to make sure that you're financially protected also. And that's where having the insurance that you need comes in, and checking to make sure you have all the policy coverage you need before you begin all these summer events.
Okay, now what kind of insurance do individuals need the most of?
Obviously people have to have liability for auto insurance. So that's kind of a no-brainer. But I really, as the homeowners and the renters, we try to stress to people, because a lot of people don't realize if they're having an apartment or in a condo, they're not really thinking necessarily about insurance. I don't have a renter's insurance. Like, I don't have much property. It doesn't really matter. But in truth, a lot of your homeowners/renters policies cover a lot of stuff you may not be aware of. For instance, if you have a laptop in your car, and someone breaks in and steals your laptop from your car, that's not your auto insurance. That's your homeowner's policy that would cover that. And if you're a renter, obviously you wouldn't have homeowners, but you should have renter's insurance, and that would cover it. So that's the – renter's insurance is the big one I like to press, because a lot of people don't have it, but they don't realize how much coverage it offers them in so many other areas. So that's my number one thing. If people can definitely just have at least homeowners, if they don't own a home, have renter's insurance – that should be the number one thing they should look at.
You're the managing editor of InsuranceQuotes.com. Tell us about InsuranceQuotes.com.
Yeah, we're just like a one-stop shopping area for different policies. So you can come onto our website, and we'll give you a quote for types of insurance you need. We ask you a couple questions, and we can get you a quote from all the major carriers you've heard of and some smaller ones too. And we can tailor what you like and then show you the price difference right there. And if you like what you see, we can put you right on the phone to a live agent, either through one of our agents or actually to the insurance company you like the price quote they've given you. So it's just a way you can look and see and comparison shop with just one click, and a lot of people like that, and it's something we really recommend people doing at least every time it comes up for renewal, your insurance, every 6 months or a year, just to make sure you're getting the coverage you want but at the price you want also.
Okay, as we get ready to close, is there anything you'd like to say to wrap up how we should avoid summertime hazards?
Like I said, have fun. Summertime, enjoy the season. But again, it's just that thinking safety first and then thinking of your financial health after that is really the best way to go. Don't leave that second part out.
Jason Hargraves, managing editor of InsuranceQuotes.com. Thank you, Jason, for spending some time with us.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.